Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. And coming up this Saturday, two performances at the Cannon Center is Home for the Holidays with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. On the program, Stelian Kirov, our old pal, is coming back to conduct from Seattle. The UDIG Dance Academy, the Memphis Symphony Chorus, will be joining them. And my guest today, Alexis Grace. Welcome. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me here. This is wonderful. I love it here.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It is a nice studio.
We like it too. So what are you going to be doing with the symphony this Saturday?
Well, this Saturday, I'm going to be singing some solo stuff, actually, with the symphony. I am pretty excited. I've never performed with an orchestra before. This is my first time, and I'm thrilled. I couldn't be more happy, and it's Christmas music. I mean, who doesn't want to sing Christmas music? So I'm really excited. I'm singing about 4 songs with them.
All right. That's fun. Now, you said you hadn't performed with a symphony orchestra before. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, you've been doing a lot of work, especially since Idol. So I'm a little surprised that you haven't done this before.
Well, I'm just thrilled that they asked me in the first place. I was a little taken back, actually. I got the phone call and they're like, "We are interested in having you be our featured singer for this year's concert." I was like, "Excuse me, what? You want me to do what?" But I've never performed with an orchestra. I'm just really honored to do it, especially in my hometown. You know, I grew up, you know, watching the symphony every year. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be televised this year on Fox. They're going to play it back, I believe, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So I'm going to be on TV again.
Oh, that's great. Do you know what you're going to be singing?
I do know what I'm singing, actually. I'm going to be doing a few, you know, popular songs like All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Everybody loves that song.
Sure.
One of my favorite Christmas songs is the Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth, David Bowie,
right,
Bing Crosby
duet.
My mom and I used to grow up singing that all the time. So I got to choose that one as well. But one that's really special to me as I'm doing It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. And a little backstory here. I got to do a show in Branson, Missouri this past summer at the Andy Williams Theater and stayed there, you know, at the Andy Williams grill every day and ate food there and was employed pretty much by Andy Williams for about 6 weeks. But he really made an impact on me. And, you know, of course, he passed away over the summer.
Right.
But I just felt like, you know, to pay my homage to Andy Williams, the man, you know, the Christmas man himself, I thought it would be a great opportunity to tell my story. So.
Absolutely. We're talking with Alexis Grace. She's joining the Memphis Symphony Orchestra this Saturday. Two performances at 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. It's the annual Home for the Holidays concert. You, of course, just had a very successful turn as Roxy Hart in Chicago with Theater Memphis.
Yes, I did.
What else have you been working on lately?
Lately? Well, after I did, you know, that was my first musical, actually, that I had ever done. So it went really well, I think, for my first one. After that, I did another show at Playhouse on the Square. I got to do Legally Blonde, the musical.
Oh, right.
Which was a blast, of course. I mean, how could you not have fun doing that show? And then right now, I'm putting all my focus into my album, my EP that actually will come out in the spring of 2013. And it's kind of been my baby for the past couple of months. I'm writing everything here with local artists. I don't know if you're familiar with the City Champs, but they're an incredible band here in Memphis. They're blues, soul music here. And I'm writing with the two musicians in that band. That'd be Al Gamble and Joe Restivo, and recording everything locally with Scott Beaumart at Electrophonic Studios. So it's just going to be a real soulful album. I can't wait to put it out. And it's been my baby, so I can't wait.
You are really inspired by and into and really took your inspiration from the great soul singers, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was so lucky to grow up in a city like Memphis where you have things like Sax Records and even Sun Records. I mean, you know, Elvis back in the day had tons of soul.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
My parents are both musicians. My dad still is a working musician today. And so, I mean, it was just a normal thing to hear Otis Redding played in our living room every day, you know, while he was practicing, or Jackson 5. And it just really made an impact on me. And I just think it's some of the best music out there. How can you not love, you know, Al Green? Come on. But
yeah,
it's definitely, the music that I do is absolutely influenced by soul music. It's my favorite.
I guess most of us, of course, became aware of you through American Idol, but you've been singing.
What show is that again?
What was that show? I don't think I've heard of that. But you've been singing since you were a little girl.
Yeah, since I was about 3, I think I started singing at church with my mother. And she tells the story. Of course, I can't remember it. But she said it was around Christmas time, and she was in the adult choir, and they were singing Angels We Have Heard on High, and you know the part, the glow,
right,
that
right.
part. She said that I was in the audience, I was so mad that they wouldn't let me sing because I wanted to sing that one part that I just busted out singing it anyway, and I was louder than any of the other singers that were actually on the stage singing. So I think she kind of maybe knew then that there was something there, there was a little bug there. Which is funny because I have a daughter and she's 5 and she has definitely been hit by the singing bug. I mean, I cannot get her to stop singing. It's hilarious how the tables have turned.
There you go. You said this was your first time singing with a symphony orchestra. Are you nervous about that? Are you a little?
I'm a little nervous. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm so nervous actually because it's just a big deal. Having that many musicians behind you who, first of all, have been doing this their entire life. They're all classically trained. They know what they're doing. You know, and for someone like me, I'm not necessarily classically trained, but I mean, I've been doing music for a long time. I've been playing in bands, and I did go to the University of Memphis and study music. But these musicians are so educated, and it's just really, it's really intimidating. And but at the same time, it's definitely going to be a great experience for me. And I can't wait to be around wonderful musicians because that's what I love to do. I love great music and, you know, what better than to do it in your own home city?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of those musicians in the symphony and they're all just great folks and they love so much what they do that it really comes through in the performances.
They really do. Like my buddy Sam Shoup over there who does all the music for them. I mean, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like the best
yeah,
guy
really
ever.
Is.
And they're all like that. Everybody that I've come into contact with so far with the symphony are just really great people.
All right. It's going to be a fun concert, Home for the Holidays. 2 performances at the Cannon Center, 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. That's the 8th. And for more tickets and information, 537-2525 or check the website memphissymphony.org. My guest today, Alexis Grace. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor. I'd love to come back anytime.
Well, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Performing 2 Home for the Holidays concerts at the Cannon Center, Saturday, December 8th at 2:30 and 7:30. The program includes Hallelujah from Messiah, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, All I Want for Christmas, and more. For tickets, 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.